With Ukraine struggling for territorial integrity, it may seem trivial to worry about something as mundane as a name.
But nobody likes being called by the wrong name, and that goes for places as well as people. In the case of Ukraine, it's happened a lot.
Don't doubt the bipartisan concern that's been expressed about the situation in the Ukraine. There is something immediately...
To all the dreamers out there around the world watching this tonight... In places like the Ukraine and Venezuela.
I still have armies in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
That's President Obama, actor Jared Leto, and the characters Newman and Kramer from Seinfeld all bungling the country's name.
The Ukraine is a common construction, but it's wrong. That nation's constitution clearly names it as Ukraine. And the insertion of that definite article definitely bothers some people.
When people say the Ukraine, I feel somehow a little twinge.
Ukrainian-American translator Peter Fedinsky says the is demeaning. The confusion, he says, stems from the root word for Ukraine, kraj.
Kraj can mean land, it can mean country, it can mean edge, it may mean borderland.
And that's why in Soviet times and earlier, referring to the Ukraine or the borderland was common.
Today, Fedinsky says those three little letters make a big difference to Ukrainians.
Well, language is a powerful thing, and it creates certain impressions. And if you attach the to the name of the country, you diminish its value, and you question its independence and take for granted that it belongs to someone else. Well, it doesn't.
Of course, to confuse matters, some countries do embrace the. For example, the Philippines and... the United States.
But to recap, Ukraine is the country. The Ukraine, that's just a mistake.